The life of transformers is affected by the load cycle and the materials. It was found in the 30s that paper and oil had better characteristics than varnished ones, and there were many investigations made. The early 55-degree rise as a basis of rating was for dry-type insulation and not too firmly grounded. The aging process was a function of temperature, oxygen, water, and other miscellaneous materials present. Around 1925, the use of nitrogen above the oil level, then sealed tanks for small units, and later a diaphragm between the oil and air in a conservator or tank prevented oxidation. The use of few resonance materials reduced the number of chemical reactions. The result was that a law of deterioration versus time and temperature could be established based on material laboratory tests, but has not been completely tested on assemblies except for distribution transformers. The rules are, however, applied to even the large transformers. A guide for loading to give recommended values for emergency loads, some cyclic loads, and a procedure for other loads was recently approved by the Power Engineering Society. But as systems change and typical loads vary, there are always new things to take into consideration. As a further comment, it is to be noted that, and as with all material things, they may be arranged in various and different ways. These different design practices accentuate one weakness and may eliminate others, and they are all different. Tests to cover all of these possibilities may be a very desirable objective to purchases, but may result in prohibitive time and expense to the builder and to the industry. It is to be presumed that this subject always will be a live one.